Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 4th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate carried an article which exposed the stark and daunting realities of the social situation which existed in Barbadian society at the time. The article titled Clothing and Money Given to the Poor, presentation made by founder of AAS, laid out the poverty-stricken conditions which echoed over the years from emancipation. Had the rights and expectations of freedom eluded the descendants of the formerly enslaved? Mr. Hilbert Wilkinson was a Barbadian, who by this time had resided in the United States for 32 years. Witnessing the destitution facing the masses of his countrymen, he founded an aid organization, the American Aid Society. As president of this group, he, together with colleagues, set about to make the donations that would alleviate some of the widespread hardship on the island. After meeting parliamentary representative for the parish of St. Andrew, Mrs. Ermentrude Bourne, he brought his philanthropy to her constituency because, according to him, after conversing with her, he was impressed by the interest she took in her people. Reports of the distribution indicated that over 100 people came to the gathering. As a result, Mr. Wilkinson apologized for not having enough clothing to distribute because he was not expecting so many to attend and promised that those who did not receive clothing would be accommodated with a monetary donation. On introducing Mr. Wilkinson, Mrs. Bourne thanked him for his kindness and that of the other West Indians who were a part of the organization and instrumental in providing the donations. He expressed his gratitude in being present and able to be of assistance. He noted that the society started with Barbadians assisting Barbadians and thereafter grew to where other West Indians joined, making it possible to serve St. Kitts, Nevis, Trinidad, Jamaica, and Antigua as well. Their efforts were made possible by hosting dances in the U.S., as well as seeking donations from churches and others to supply clothing and foodstuff to the islands. Mr. Wilkinson promised those in attendance that seeing the poverty in the St. Andrew area, he would focus more of his efforts there, and that by Christmas, more goodwill in adequate amounts would be earmarked for that area of the island. Generally, working-class Barbadians continue to struggle with not being paid a living wage, inadequate health care, and poor living and unsanitary conditions. Therefore, the article published on this day, September 4th, 1952, highlighted the fact that the more things seemed to change, the more they seemed to remain the same.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.